Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining us now from crimeresearch.org. is Dr. John Lott. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on again.
It's been too long. I mean, I like having Nikki on, but I like having you on too. Nikki is delightful, but you shed a lot of light on things.
I can imagine more people want to listen to her than me, but I appreciate you having me on.
Anyway, let's go to California. You wrote a really good piece for Real Clear Politics, and They had a interesting little phenomenon happening in the Asian American. Plus, with their age, what would you think about the ages with those guys? Before we get into all the stupidity, I mean, isn't that different? Was that a different thing?
Yeah, I mean, one guy was, I guess, in his 70s, and the other guy was in his 60s. That is more; those are older than you normally see. I mean, we've seen some people in the 60s beforehand, but. The people that commit mass public shootings at the highest rate are by 5-year age groups. The highest is 21 to 25. Then the next highest is 36 to 40. And then the next highest is 41 to 45. So, you know, this is pretty unusual to have, to do that. But of course, you know, you also had that, the guy in New York City who drove his U-Haul truck, another older Asian gentleman that was there too. So, you know, drove his U-Haul truck on the sidewalk, killing one and injuring like 8 other people. So I don't know. There seems to be a spate of these right now.
Right. So
still unusual.
Yes, sir. In California, they pretty much have. I mean, isn't California Giffords' favorite state? I mean, aren't they ranked number one?
Yeah, I know gun control groups. The Giffords group, for example, ranks them as having, quote, the best gun control laws in the country. They're the only ones that they give a perfect score to, an A, and yet they have a rate of mass public shootings that's higher than the rest of the country. You know, if you take a state like Texas, Texas is below the national average in terms of these attacks, whether you look from 2000 on or 2010 on or 2020 on. And yet, the Giffords group and other gun control groups will rank Texas as an F in terms of what they view as good gun control laws. And so, you know, it's kind of bizarre that people talk about California as the model that the rest of the country should follow, and yet the gun control laws that they have haven't had the desired benefit that they claim that they would.
Well, I mean, even with the other stuff, this first guy, he looked like he was using a Mac 10, which I think a Mac 10 is not on their California DOJ list of permitted guns in the state, and it looked like I had a suppressor on it, which I'm sure that was a bad thing too. So wasn't that a really good demonstration of the folly of gun control?
Well, they were both handguns. Yeah. I mean, the irony is after you have one of these attacks, like the Michigan State attack or whatever, you'll have Biden going out there calling for an assault weapons ban and calling for banning magazines that can hold 70 or 90 rounds. The person used handguns with standard size magazines,
right,
that were there. you have this big push for red flag laws after that. You have, you know, these people just don't even think whether or not the laws that they're trying to push would have been relevant or would have been able to stop these attacks. Moms Demand Action, Shannon Watts, the first thing that she was pushing for was background checks on the sales of rifles. Well, I mean, first of all guns in Michigan had background checks in terms of buying it from a dealer. What she's talking about, I assume, is background checks on the private transfers of rifles. But again, handguns were used. They weren't rifles. So why is it that they keep pushing for these laws that wouldn't have stopped the attacks that they're talking about? Even if universal background checks had been in effect across the whole country and been perfectly enforced, there's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped by those laws. And yet they come up time after time after time after each one of these attacks.
Well, I mean, with the universal background check, which you're talking about when you talk about the private sales and everything else, first of all, they don't have a registry in place to actually make that something they could check it against, which they can't have. And second of all, how many criminals actually are going to start out their cycle as just a regular law-abiding citizen?
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at murderers generally, yeah. About 90% of adult murderers have an adult violent criminal history. You know, they're not what you would call normal people by any means. The people who are mass murderers like this, they've either obtained a gun legally through a sale or they've stolen the gun. The guy who did the attack in Michigan apparently stole the gun that he used to go and engage in the attack. So, you know, you could have whatever background checks you want, but they're not going to stop that, you know, that crime in particular.
Right.
And yet we keep seeing these things being called for. I just wish the media would once in a while go and say, okay, you're pushing for this. Would it have stopped the last attack that you're focusing on, that you're using to justify passing this? And would it have stopped any of the attacks that we would have had? But those don't seem to be the questions that seem to be asked. You take assault weapons generally. Over the last 25 years, about 14% of mass public shootings involve solely any type of rifle. 58% involves solely a handgun of some type. You know, the most deadly attacks are ones that actually involve multiple types of guns rather than just one type of gun. It's not one attacks that involve what they call simply assault weapons aren't the most deadly attacks that occur on average. And yet, you know, they want to go and make it seem like, you can go and solve this problem with regard to just a ban on so-called assault weapons. Biden keeps on making the false claims time after time, saying that when the federal assault weapons ban went into effect, there was this drop in mass shootings, and then when it sunset, there was an increase. What he does to point to that, he points to some data, unique data, by a guy named Louis Clarivas, out of the Teachers College at Columbia.
Let me get you to hold it right there, Doc. If you can, we're coming up on the break. John Lott, he plies his trade at the Crime Prevention Research Center. I always get this wrong when I'm with you. I never get it wrong with Nikki. I always get it wrong when I'm with you. You can find them.
Maybe you need to have just Nikki on.
CrimeResearch.org. I do get the website right. You should go check it out. Go check out his latest research, his latest op-eds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dr. John Lott. We're talking about California and their pivot to more of the same. When they, right now, per capita, they're having more of these sort of rampage mass shootings than anybody else. Is that right?
Yeah. No, they've had more of them. Whether you look at the period from 2000 on or 2010 on or 2020 on, there's this one left-wing group that kind of picks 2019 to 2021 as a short period where California had a relatively low rate, and that's those are the numbers that Newsom picks. But how you pick 3 years? I mean, they've had the assault weapons ban has been in effect since 2000, so that seems like a good year to start, just to see how they compare after that. You know, if you pick any kind of normal period of time rather than just kind of picking 3 years out of all those years there, you find, in fact, that California has a much higher rate than the rest of the country, much higher rate than states that supposedly have the types of gun control laws that they claim are going to be responsible. You know, one of the ironies is over the last few months, Bloomberg's gun control groups have been blaming me for mass public shootings in the United States.
Really?
They've been putting out tweets and what have you saying that, you know, John Lott is, quote, a major reason, end quote, why the United States doesn't have the types of gun control laws we supposedly need to stop these types of attacks. And and therefore, I'm responsible to that degree for the mass public shootings that occur in the United States. So, you know, it's kind of bizarre because I look at it and I think the types of rules that they have, you know, pushing for these gun-free zones, anybody who reads the diaries or manifestos from these mass murderers know that their goal is to get media coverage. And they know the more people they kill, the more media coverage that they're going to get. And they know if they go to a place where victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, they're going to be more successful in killing people. And, you know, you read the diaries and manifestos, and they'll frequently say, if I can only kill more people than such and such did, I can get even more media attention. So it's something that they're focused on. If you want to stop these attacks, you have to take away their ability to get media attention. I'm not talking about abolishing the First Amendment. What I'm talking about is having somebody there with a gun who's able to quickly stop them, and somebody who is preferably doing concealed carry. You read the manifesto for the Buffalo mass murderer last year. He explicitly talks about in great detail what place he wants to target. And he says his ideal target would be a place where the victims would not have permitted concealed handguns, because if they did, it would make it much more difficult for them to go and kill people. You know, if you have one officer in uniform or one guard in uniform, they have an incredibly difficult job. If the attacker believes that they're the only person that has a gun who's able to stop an attack, who do you think they go after first? Because they know that once they kill that person, they're going to have free rein to go after others. And these killers have real strategic advantages. If there's one person in uniform, they can either wait for that person in uniform to leave the area before they engage in the attack, or they themselves can move to another place, because you're not going to have guards. They're going to be able to protect everything. Or they kill that person first before they go after other people. If you have permanent concealed handguns in a place, that takes away the strategic advantage that these killers have, because if they're going to go after, and it makes the job of the officer much safer, because if they go after the officer, they have to worry that they're going to reveal their position and somebody behind them or somebody to the side that they may not know is able to go and carry. They have to worry that that person then is going to be able to go and stop them. And so, you know, these attackers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to get media attention, and so they go to a place where they know their victims can't defend themselves.
Well, you know, I know you've done some of this research, too, but when you're looking at this and they're going after the guns and everything, what is the actual percentage of crime in the United States, the violent crime, as the according to the FBI UCR? How much violent crime actually takes place with a gun? It's a very small amount, isn't it, percentage-wise?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, normally there's something called the National Crime Victimization Survey, and it indicates that less than 8% of violent crime involves guns. It's really amazing kind of the disconnect people have and the misinformation that they have on that. If you look at the average Democrat, thinks that about 58% of violent crime involves guns. The average Republican thinks it's like 36%. So, you know, Democrats are 20%, over 20% higher than Republicans, and Republicans themselves are like 30% too high above the actual rate. It's not too surprising that the people who think that you have the highest rates of violent crime involving guns are the ones who are the strongest supporters of gun control. And and it's not surprising, given the media coverage that's there, that's given people like Biden and the Democrats constantly talking about gun control as crime control, as gun control. You know, you look through the first four speeches or so that Biden gave on violent crime, and they were virtually completely focused on gun control. During those speeches, I think he mentioned policing four times, one of those was just policing for enforcing gun control. But you're talking about, you know, like 160 times or so that he was mentioning gun crime or gun violence. And so, you know, it's the way you reduce gun crimes, the same way you reduce violent crime generally. You have to make it risky and costly for criminals to go and commit crime. But you will search in vain for Biden going and criticizing the liberal judges over the last couple of years who have let out, you know, in some urban areas, half or even two-thirds of the inmates from local jail.
I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about that. But first of all, if you will, hang on, because we're coming up on the next break. This is all available to you, all of these op-eds and everything available to you at crimeresearch.org, Crime Prevention Research Center. This is where John plies his trade. This is where you can find his books. This is where you can see his op-eds. This is where, and I mean, go check out the story of Nikki Gozer. Nikki's story is ongoing, and it's she has single-handedly, just based on her own situation, she's trying to turn around and make certain laws change, because they're sort of leaving her out. They're leaving her out there flapping in the wind. So,
but she's had a major impact on
the, yeah, she has.
Think most people appreciate how many people she's reached and how many lives she's changed and how many people she's made safer as a result of her efforts.
Hang on for me, Dr. Lott. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. There is no government consensus on the oranges of COVID-19. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office, and he's got a whole government effort designed to do that.
Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab. When it comes to what direction the economy is heading in, top economists are divided. High inflation and robust job growth leading the divergence. The latest National Association for Business Economics survey shows that nearly 60% of panelists believe we will be in a recession in the next 12 months. And eating eggs may be good for your heart. A new study published in the journal Nutrients says that eating 1 to 3 eggs each week could reduce the likelihood of cardiovascular disease by 60%. Increase that to 4 to 7 eggs per week and you could reduce the risk of heart disease by 75%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. And I was asking you about the overall violence and everything else. How do we rank in violent crime per 100,000? I saw something in 2019 that you put together where we were really considering guns and everything in the United States. It was a comparatively low number compared to, say, the United Kingdom.
Well, I mean, in terms of violent crime generally, the United States is much lower than much of Europe or Canada, for example, or Australia or other countries like that. The UK, for example, regularly has had a violent crime rate about twice the violent crime rate in the United States. Canada, I think the last numbers I saw was like 75% higher, similarly for Australia. And, you know, it's people focus on murders, and the United States does have a relatively high murder rate compared to many of those countries. But there are a couple points to make there. One is, I think it's a misnomer to talk about a U.S. murder rate. Murders in the United States are much more heavily concentrated than they are in other countries. 1% of the counties in the United States account for 42% of the murders. 2% of the counties in the United States account for 56% of the murders. By contrast, over half the counties in the United States have zero murders, and about another 20% almost have just one murder. So you're talking about 70% of the counties in the United States have either zero or one murder. By contrast, 2% of the counties have 56% of the murders. And even within those counties that have these murders, what you find is that they're very heavily concentrated in very tiny areas within those counties. You'll find almost two-thirds of the murders in those counties occur within like 10-block areas.
Right.
Within those counties. And so, and a lot of that is gang-related, drug gang-related. And, there isn't a U.S. murder problem. There's a murder problem in certain very small areas within the country.
Now, right now, we got a fairly open border. Fentanyl kills, you know, everybody's doing fentanyl or something, or seems like it. What you're describing is that what's going on right now, the spike in crime is just more so, but in the same locale, in the same small concentrated block. Isn't it correct that in all of these places where they have, in this 2% of the counties, they also have a fairly strict gun carry regime of any kind, despite Gru, and they're right now in their brew and response mode. They've either tried to defund the police, or they've demoralized the police, or they've defunded the police. They've got DAs that just have a little revolving door. They've done bail reform. They've done all of these things. They've set up this perfect storm, almost this cloud and piven of violence, trying to overwhelm their system. It's so, it seems to me. Isn't that sort of the fact?
Well, I think you have seen an increase in murder in those small areas relative to the rest of the country. You know, in 2014, the worst 2% of the counties accounted for about 52% of the murders, and now they're up to 56%. So there has been a relative increase in those areas. And I think the types of things that you mentioned, primarily in terms of the impact on law enforcement, has been responsible, from defunding the police to going and having district attorneys who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals or refusing to set bail, to liberal judges who are refusing letting large numbers of inmates out. You know, it's with regard to COVID, the vast majority of people in prison are young males, you know, who are in their late teens, 20s, 30s. Those people aren't at risk for COVID. I mean, I can understand if you want to let out people who are, let's say, over 65
right.
in prison, but the number of people who are over 65 in prison was really is a tiny, tiny fraction of people who are in prison. And, you know, even if you were to do, let's say, over 45 or something like that, you wouldn't be letting out very many of the prisoners. But yet, you know, they just would have this large mass exodus, and they continued doing that well after it was clear the age groups that were affected by the COVID virus and others. I mean, young, healthy males who are in their 20s and 30s aren't really at risk for these types of problems. And, you know, you have bail reform. Bail reform has just been crazy stuff. You have, I'll give you an example. People don't think about what we call kind of marginal deterrence. So that is what additional penalties you can impose on somebody if they commit more crimes. So you take something like the guy who drove his SUV into the Christmas crowd, Christmas before last, killing six and sending, 61 people to the hospital, or 62, I guess, to the hospital. That individual had attempted to use the same car to kill the mother of his child, so he was facing attempted murder charges. He had, like, three other felonies that he was facing. If you add up all the prison time that he was facing, it was something like 30 years. The guy is 38 years old. He's effectively already facing a life sentence. And so he goes and kills people. What additional penalty? You're going to give him another life sentence? You're going to give him six more life sentences on top of the effective life sentence that he already has. You know, it just, there's no real additional penalty. Those are essentially free crimes that he's getting a chance to go and commit because you're not keeping him in jail there at that time. And, you know, I'm not, you have people in Houston, Texas, in Harris County there who are being released on no bail or very little bail, who have had attempted murder charges because of the left-wing district attorney there. And they're going out and committing murder again because there's essentially nothing more that you can impose on them when they finally have to face judgment there.
One of the data points you point out is in 20 states, there's a lot of schools that have armed teachers and staff, and that there hasn't been one attack there. And, I mean, I guess when you harden a target like that, the result, while you have no killed or wounded there, it's actually quite peaceful, and it's not getting any immediate attention, but it should be, shouldn't it?
You would think. I mean, we've had an uptick in school violence, I guess, in the last year or so. There's been a lot of focus on that. But whether you talk about Uvalde or you talk about other places, so Texas, you have well over a third of the school districts in the state have armed teachers. Unfortunately, Uvalde wasn't one of them. It makes a difference, I think, having a sign in front of the school that says, warning, select teachers and staff at the school are carrying concealed, versus a sign in front of the school that says the school is a gun-free zone. As we were talking about before with the Buffalo mass murder, these guys aren't stupid. They go to places where they know victims aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves. You may have one armed security guard at a school. My advice is if you're going to have one officer at a school, don't put them in uniform. Make them blend in
right.
to the school there.
Right.
Make them, you know, the PE instructor, or make them do some paperwork, staff work there in the office. But have them so that they're not readily identifiable. Put up a sign there that says there is a concealed, somebody carrying concealed there at the school, or multiple people carrying concealed there at the school, even if it's a police officer. You don't need to put that in, but you can. But just make it clear that they can't identify who it is that they have to worry about being able to stop them.
Hang on there for me, if you will. Coming up on the last break, talking to Dr. John Lott. Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is the last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load talking to Dr. John Locke from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You put out a very good article at the Federalist about the red flag laws. Red flag laws are my favorite topic of the gun grabber because it is the stupidest one. In the military, they tell you this, John. They tell you that your weapon is your mind. That's the big weapon. That's the capacity to cause harm. That's what makes you a weapon. So, but with the red flag law, they leave the weapon in the street, don't they?
Right. Well, I mean, the big problem that you have with red flag laws is that, you know, they're used when somebody's a danger to themselves or others, but the only thing that they deal with is the gun. There's so many different ways for somebody to commit suicide. There's so many different ways for people to go and harm other people. 99% of these are cases involving suicide. If you really believe somebody is suicidal, simply taking away only their legally owned gun is not a serious response to that. You really need to go and get the person help. You know, the problem is we already have better laws on the books. We have these so-called involuntary commitment laws. They go by different names. In Florida, it's the Baker Act. In California, it's called the 5150. If somebody calls the police because they're concerned that somebody's a danger to themselves or others, the police will come. If the police believe that there is a reasonable probability, which is like 20% or so, probability that the guy is a danger to themselves or others, they will take them in for a psychiatric evaluation. If the psychiatric experts, after evaluating them, agree that there's a reasonable chance, there will be an immediate hearing. If the person can't afford a lawyer, one is provided for them. And then if the judge, after hearing the evidence there, thinks that the person really is a danger to themselves or others, then he has a range of options. He can go and say, look, I want you to go and seek voluntary treatment. We'll have you come back in a week or two, and we'll evaluate how it's going. Or he could do something like take away their guns, if that's really what he wants to do. Or he could involuntarily commit them, or many other options that he has. So he has a huge range of options that are there. With the red flag laws, what happens is that the only thing that the judge sees in front of him is a written complaint. He doesn't talk to the people who are making, or the person who's making the written complaint. He doesn't talk to the person who the complaint is about. In fact, the red flag laws are explicitly set up to prevent him from talking to the person who the complaint is about. And based solely on that written complaint, he'll send the police to go and confiscate the person's gun. And then, you know, maybe a month later, there'll be a hearing, You have to pay for your own lawyer. If you talk to lawyers about that, you may be talking about $10,000 or so for the hearing. And what happens is that people just don't, you know, they want to keep their guns, but they just don't think it's worth $10,000 to keep their guns. And so the vast majority of people who go through this don't even have a lawyer with them when they go in to the hearing, because the worst thing that can happen to them is that they lose their guns. So, you know, you frequently hear about the strong political support out there for red flag laws. Gun control activists will say, you know, 70% or whatever of the people support these laws. Thing is, you have to look at how the questions are actually phrased, because what they'll say is, do you support a judge being able to temporarily take away a person's guns if they are a danger to themselves or others? But that's exactly what all the law, every state in the union already has that. That's these involuntary commitment laws. If you go, and just to show you how sensitive these survey questions are and misleading, because, you know, they take these laws and they boil them down to one sentence there. Red flag laws, if you just go and say, well, okay, so you support this, but how does your opinion change if you're told that there is no hearing to determine whether the person is a danger to themselves or others, and there are no mental health care experts involved in the process? And it goes from about 2-to-1 support to almost 2-to-1 opposition just by changing that. You know, it really makes a big difference in terms of people's perceptions. And it's just not that type of law. You look at anything from background checks to assault weapons bans to what have you. The support that gun control activists claim for the different laws is basically baked into how they've written the laws, how they've written the questions in these surveys.
Right. Yeah. I guess if they were to say, I don't guess they're going to phrase it. How do you feel about violating due process and taking somebody's guns who hasn't been charged with a crime yet, but he did say that he wanted to kill Tom Brady for not winning that football game the other day? Because that's what it boils down to, right? You could be with some of these red flag laws, where they're putting them together, it could be based on just somebody observing you and having an opinion about what you just said.
Yeah, no, look. There's a reason why, for other things, we go and we have a court hearing where somebody's claims can be evaluated. They can be cross-examined. You can bring up evidence that indicates whether they're right or wrong. You know, you could have people who are well-meaning who get things wrong. You can have people who are malicious that get things wrong. You know, that's the reason why we have hearings on these things. My basic point is that, because a lot of people focus on the due process. And the thing is, I think there are a lot of people out there who are willing to trade off kind of due process or freedom type issues for public safety. And I guess in this part, I'm just saying, look, these laws don't make you safer. I think there's evidence that actually indicates that they can increase things like suicides. If you have people now, let's say you have a police officer who's depressed. Police officers tend to be depressed at relatively high rates compared to the rest of the population. They tend to commit suicide at relatively high rates. But you take away a police officer's guns, and you've taken away their job. They're going to lose their job. And so you have a situation where, let's say, an officer is depressed, but he may be wary now of going and talking to other people about his feelings, because he's afraid if he shares that, and somebody who may be well-meaning goes and puts in a complaint saying, you know, such and such is depressed, and obviously he has a gun, and the judge just sees that, and he takes away the person's gun, the person loses his job. Well, you simply being able to talk to other people can be extremely important in terms of dealing with depression. And if people are afraid that there are going to be negative consequences from them reaching out and simply talking to others about how they feel, you know, you can have really bad consequences that arise.
Right. I don't want to go off on some tangent here because we're going to run out of time. Has there ever been a study done to see how when somebody actually gets good psychiatric help with like a depression, like the type you're talking about with that theoretical police officer, has that ever been done to see how successful that can be? Because it looks like a lot of mental health facilities have gone away compared to, say, the 90s.
It's much more difficult to get somebody treatment now than it was, let's say, prior to the 1970s.
Yeah.
Supreme Court has made rulings that makes that those types of, we're not going to go back to those types of periods. Now you have to go and basically show that somebody is an imminent danger to themselves or others. That means like immediately that's going to happen. I'm not, if it were me, I would change those rules and see if maybe the current courts, at least the Supreme Court, would be more favorable to that type of law. Because I think there are a lot of people that harm themselves in other ways other than just directly killing themselves.
Right.
Obviously, there's an important balance that you have to have there. But one thing is clear, you have to have a court hearing. You have to be able to go and have the evidence evaluated. You have to have it so that the person can have a lawyer to represent them if they can't afford one, which a lot of people in these circumstances aren't going to be able to afford to have such a lawyer. But, my point is that these problems, these mental health care problems, involve a lot more than just whether the person has a gun.
Let me stop you there because we've run out of time, John. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with me today.
No, sir. People can find more at our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Go check out all the op-eds, all the other stuff. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.